At the South Street Seaport, all stores and restaurants are closed. A security agent turns away tourists. Tour buses that used to be full are almost completely empty. Those Wall Street tour guides now show people devastation from Sandy rather than the vitality that was downtown New York. We sent WBAI's Linda Perry to the Seaport today. She files this report.
The wrath of Superstorm Sandy has left a musty smell of concrete mixed with waste and seawater in buildings which line Fulton Street near the South Street Seaport. The sound of generators replaces the hubbub of people going into and out of the shops which line the streets. Many store windows are covered by plywood. When you look into other shops, you see the chaotic aftermath of the storm. At a favorite eatery in the area, chairs are overturned, bottles smashed. Elsewhere, workers gut buildings. Jose is from the Lower East Side. He's been working cleanup in the area since Sandy hit.
This is the mecca of New York City. You know, Wall Street, South Street Seaport is a tourist area. And it's very damning. The holidays around the corner. Most stores make, a third of their yearly,
Black Friday.
Black Friday. And then a lot of these, as you can see, this entire area is shut down. These buildings are uninhabitable. These shops are uninhabitable.
And are some of them mom-and-pop shops, or are they mostly chains, parts of chains?
Oh, definitely so, especially down to the Seaport side. It's a lot of mom-and-pop shops, And then you have big stores like
Abercrombie.
You've got Ann Taylor. You've got The Gap. But you've also got small stores like Josh Bach. You've got the Museum Cafe. You've got bar and the restaurants, the mom and pop bars right around the corner here. Then you've got the tenements, the brownstones here that were severely damaged. Right.
Linda Autry is also doing cleanup. She works at what used to be a Gap store in the Fulton Market area.
Taking down sheetrock walls, cleaning, wiping, taking out garbage, fumigating, sterilizing, re-sterilizing, mopping, remopping, cleaning, re-cleaning, like doing vast amount of cleaning, re-cleaning, not just one time, not just 10 times, just thorough cleaning.
Does mold appear and then reappear?
No, what we have done to get rid of the mold is actually take down the sheetrock total wall, because the water came as far as one story up, so we're taking the sheetrock down one story.
Autry wears protective clothing provided by FEMA. She has a hard hat, a protective outerwear suit called a T-Bec, protection on her shoes, and she also wears a mask she's very comfortable with. It's from NIOSH, the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health. Autry says working downtown is eerie. She says it feels like a sister 9/11.
As far as not hearing the drum beat sound of people coming into work, coming out to lunch, you don't hear that pitter-patter of the business of New York at the level that we know it can be.
It's quite astounding when you see how many buildings, how many businesses are shuttered here.
Absolutely. And to just know that there are so many people actually out of work. We have a lot of people that lost homes and lost families. And on top of it, they're out of work. Our neighbors, our friends, our New Yorkers are going through this, again.
Like Autry, Jose wears a hard hat and protective gear. He, too, brings up 9/11. He says emotionally it's a reminder because it's the second catastrophe which affected so many people.
The work is physically demanding. There's a lot of destruction. I mean, you would never think water damage in all places of New York, And there's a lot of loss, emotionally, spiritually, And it's tough work. It's all demo. All we're doing is just bringing everything out so it can be rebuilt. Once you've got sewage water and river water and all that, electrical cables, sheetrock, it's all gone. It's all gone. Property, merchandise, people's livelihoods.
Jose says there's a silver lining in everything.
There's a lot of people that were unemployed that are currently working. There's a lot of help from the government. But it's sad. It's sad. This is like the second hit to New York in less than 10 years, or it's been over 10 years.
And what's the work that you do? You're pulling down walls? You're taking off?
Yeah, we're demolition crew. So we're basically just tearing down everything, tearing down walls, throwing out merchandise. Most of these stores, you know, every single bit of stock they have has been thrown out.
Four blocks north of Fulton and South Street, people are milling about. Businesses are open. It's like a different New York. Linda Autry says she heard a woman talking about the storm, saying that she misses her Starbucks.
That kind of made me feel a little raw inside, because some people was literally cold, didn't have underwear, didn't have panties, didn't have milk for their children. It's just that we was in an era that was not as affected. And I just thought that was the insensitive things to say, you know, very insensitive.
Resilience of the workers and their determination to get this part of downtown back on its feet is the feel-good part of a story amidst the ruin and devastation of the greatest storm to ever hit New York. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.